Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing, and I'm joined by BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. John, the season, the real season, starts Monday night, home against the Bengals. Monday night football should be a great atmosphere. What are you looking to see out of the Ravens?
Well, the first thing I think I'm going to be looking for is on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of focus on the offense in the preseason. They looked really good. I think it's going to be interesting to see, now that the games count, are they going to go with that no huddle again that was so successful in the preseason? How are they going to blend in the running game? Didn't see much of the running game. Vontae Leach was on the sidelines at the beginning of the last home preseason game for a couple of series. That obviously is not going to happen in the regular season. So how are they going to make all this work exactly? I know that there's going to be a big plan, and I'm curious to see what it is.
You talk about a plan. Let's talk about the plan on the defensive side of the ball. The defense has been a big talking point recently because they lost a number of key pieces. Terrell Suggs is injured. Guys like Jarrett Johnson and Corey Redding left in free agency. And people are wondering, is this the year the defense takes a step back? What do you think? How do you think the defense performs on Monday?
Well, we're going to find out very quickly whether they've taken a step back or they've remained the same, because the Bengals are a big test on offense. Pro Bowl quarterback in his second year, Pro Bowl wide receiver, Pro Bowl tight end. They've got a lot to
young finish. Stars.
Young stars. They're going to be coming right at them. I think the question is, will the pressure be on the pass rush or the secondary? I would say the pass rush. I mean, that's really where this is the first year. Repeat after me, week after week, they're going to have to get to the quarterback. And this is a case where Terrell Suggs' absence is really going to be tested.
So if he's out, who does get to the quarterback?
Well, I think you have to look at a guy like Paul Kruger, who got to the quarterback last year. Pernell McPhee got to the quarterback last year. Those guys have to step up. I think one to look for, Haloti Ngata coming up the middle, collapsing the pocket. He did it once in the preseason. I think that the Ravens hope to see a little bit more of that this year than they got last year from him.
Speaking of last year, a lot of the Ravens fans remember that preseason or that regular season opener last year against Pittsburgh, 35-7 victory at M&T Bank Stadium. Really emotional game. This week going in, Monday Night Football, they've been looking for this kind of a game in a couple of the years. Also the passing of Art Modell, a lot riding on this game. What kind of atmosphere, what kind of environment do you expect to see out of the Ravens and those home fans?
Well, it could bear some resemblance to that Pittsburgh opener last year, which was extremely emotional. They had lost to the Steelers the year before in the playoffs, and it was almost like an unleashing of emotion, months of pent-up emotion. They don't have that going for them this year, playing Cincinnati. But I do think the passing of Art Modell, I mean, Ray Lewis, when he spoke to reporters, was in tears talking about it. Very seldom seen. I think it's going to be a very emotional night for Ray and Coach Harbaugh as well and some of the guys. And if they can convey that to the young players, plus being on Monday night, the fans are going to be charged up, waited a long time for this. I think those couple of factors, you might see a highly emotional performance from the Ravens, and that could bode well for them.
And, of course, it's very fitting that the game is on Monday Night Football, which Art Modell helped usher in that era.
Absolutely.
Created.
So, absolutely.
All right, John, thank you very much for your insight. And, Ravens fans, for all the coverage leading up to the game, make sure you keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.